And we are back with Growth and Development of Jazz. The other main figure that people really look to when they're talking about this bebop music is a man by the name of Dizzy Gillespie. He's actually become more than just a bebop figure. His career lasted into the late 80s. As a matter of fact, I got to see him perform, and it was about 1982. I was living in South America in Colombia, and the Dizzy Gillespie Band came and played at the theater where the orchestra that I was in was playing. So I got to hear Dizzy Gillespie play live, which I'm really thankful for. Dizzy was one of the first American jazz musicians to fully embrace Latin jazz that was starting to make inroads into the United States in the late 30s and early 40s. His Latin big band recordings are classic, and we're going to actually hear some of that in the second hour. As we got into the 50s, Dizzy was taking tours all over the world for the United States State Department. He ran for president in 1964 on a platform to withdraw from Vietnam, a national lottery, and the abolition of segregation. In the 70s, he went to Cuba. Like I said, he was really interested in Latin music, and he went to Cuba and got himself photographed with Fidel Castro, which didn't make the people back here that happy. I got some music that I want to play of Dizzy Gillespie. There are a couple things about Dizzy Gillespie that we have to keep in mind when we think about him as a bebop figure. He came out of the big band movement. As a matter of fact, when all this bebop music started playing, Dizzy Gillespie was the band leader for a guy named Billy Eckstine. And that's important because also in this band, during part of this period, was a guy named Charlie Parker. Billy Eckstine was a guy who really let his musicians experiment with different things, so he didn't mind having them starting to play some music as long as the people could dance. At some point, the music went beyond dancing and things like that. Dizzy got his first jobs because he sounded like a swing trumpet player by the name of Roy Eldridge. As a matter of fact, one of Dizzy's first good jobs was playing in a band led by a guy named Teddy Hill, and he took over Roy Eldridge's chair. So some of the music that we're listening to, like when most of the guys I know think about they're going to play a bebop tune, they're thinking about a tune that's really fast. They're thinking about a tune where the melody is a real tongue twister. It's really difficult. They're thinking about a tune where the harmonic chord progressions underneath, if not very complicated, then at least moves along very quickly. But very often they would take a tune that had kind of simple changes and they would add more and more chords until every two beats you had to start changing gears and things like that. So we've already heard some Dizzy Gillespie on some Charlie Parker records, but right now I want to play some Dizzy Gillespie from his own recordings. There are a couple of really good box sets by Dizzy Gillespie. I have one, his RCA recordings that span about 10 years, but the number of like big-name jazz musicians who played in Dizzy's own big band, because at some point Dizzy had his own big band that he would reunite every now and then, actually even as late as 1986, he took a big band over to Europe. But we're going to listen to four Dizzy Gillespie tunes really quick. The first one is Anthropology. People say that's written by Charlie Parker. Some people say it's written by Dizzy Gillespie. Actually, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie were great friends, and they spent many hours practicing together. So a lot of the tunes were actually were written while they were practicing together. So we don't know who had the first idea or who had the second idea or who really wrote the tune. So we're going to hear Anthropology, the 52nd Street theme, a tune called Shaw Nuff, and then finally Two Bass Hit. Interestingly enough, there was a band that kind of got its start as being part of the rhythm section in Dizzy Gillespie's big band called the Modern Jazz Quartet. Some people say that that's a bebop band, but most people think of them as something well beyond that, because when we listen to most of their records, it doesn't sound as aggressive as a lot of the bebop that we're listening to today. So here we're going to start off with a little bit of Anthropology. Thank you.
Thank you.